B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Kansas man asked an Iowa court to grant his motion for trial by combat so he can meet his ex-wife and her attorney on the field of battle where he will rend their souls from their corporal bodies.
Huh, and did the judge agree to this?
David Ostrom claims in court documents that his ex-wife Bridget Ostrom, quote, destroyed him legally. He asked the court to give him 12 weeks lead time to source or forge katana and wakizashi swords.
Wow.
He said, to this day, trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States.
I'll chop you up into little bits.
He argued in court records, saying that it was used as recently as 1818 in British court.
Huh.
Monday, Ostrom told the Des Moines Register that he got the idea after learning about a case in 2016 in which New York Supreme Court Justice Philip Minardo acknowledged that duels had not been abolished. Ostrom said the motion stemmed from his frustrations with his ex-wife's attorney, Matthew Hudson. He said, I think I've met Mr. Hudson absurdity with my own absurdity.
All right. Ostrom, now, the judge would have to agree to that, and that's not likely.
Yeah, I think it's just he's making a point by
you know what? This. Okay.
Ostrom said his ex-wife can choose her attorney as a champion or stand-in fighter if he wants to. I think this guy just really hates the attorney.
Yeah, that seems to be the case.
So he's going for it, but that'd be pretty wild if they were allowed to do it. Six tourists have been arrested in Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu, we just talked about that.
Yeah, after fecal matter was found at a sacred location on the famed Inca Citadel in Peru.
What? Four men.
Four men and two women entered an area within the Temple of the Sun, a temple built by Incas to host ceremonies. The tourists damaged a wall at the site, and feces was found inside the temple. So they think they dropped trowel and took a dump.
Doo-doo feces?
No, it is poop.
Yeah.
Poop.
And apparently they found a few piles.
Oh, come on.
Darwin Bacaleon, mayor of the district, told reporters after the arrests were made that the group had attacked the local heritage.
He should have gone to Machu Poo-Poo.
He said that the incident is under investigation. Three Argentinians, a Brazilian, a Chilean, and a French woman make up the group. All tourists were aged between 20 and 32.
Isn't the area surrounded by forest?
I don't know what
the story is. I think I saw a picture of this place. You can't go into the woods and take a dump?
I think they did this to make a point or something.
Oh, is that what it's about?
Yeah, I think it was vandalism.
Rat bastards.
The popular Peruvian tourist destination is believed to have been constructed in the early 15th century. In 2014, authorities denounced a trend that saw tourists getting naked at the sacred location.
You know, eventually it's going to close because it's sort of sliding off the mountain, the way that the mountain is shaped and the way that the village was built. Yeah, and so there's only a certain amount of time that you're going to be able to actually hike to Machu Picchu.
Wow, okay.
Huh.
A Florida mother says her daughter, listen to this, and this is a tale of abuse, but this is also a tale of a girl going to the extra lengths to make sure that the person is brought to justice.
All right, good.
A Florida mother says her daughter tried to report alleged abuse by her father for years, but no one believed her. Mm. So the 14-year-old installed security cameras in the house to prove it. And according to an arrest report, the teen turned over two videos to authorities. In one video given to the sheriff's office, a man identified as Damon Becknell is seen screaming, pointing, and even headbutting the teen. Becknell is also seen yelling at dogs inside the home. At one point, he could be seen hitting the dog and holding an object, which was later identified as a knife to the dog's neck. He was doing this to scare the daughter, or maybe he was really going to kill the dog. I don't know.
God.
Later in the video, you can see the man's daughter jumping on him, yelling at him to stop. And he's sitting there going, I'm going to kill the dog, holding the knife to the neck.
Well,
of the
that
dog.
Seems abusive.
Becknell then shoves the girl against the wall and headbutts her. Mm. And according to the arrest report, Becknell was a prominent business owner. And that's why they think that they weren't following through on this.
Okay, because he had the money.
His last known business was ABC Resorts in Destin, Florida. After deputies watched the videos, he was arrested on January 2nd. Now he's out on bond, but will go before a judge on February 4th. But so much so that his own daughter put up security cameras.
Well, I'm glad she did that.
Yes,
absolutely. And he runs resorts, this guy?
Yeah.
We treat you like family. We kill your dog and headbutt you.
Taking medications meant for animals is not a great idea. A man from Mexico who has not been named had to have surgery after ingesting a sexual stimulant used by farmers to invigorate bulls for insemination.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You know, they only weighed 2,000 or 3,000 pounds. He told doctors that he took the medication before planning to have sex with a woman.
With a woman.
He went to the hospital after having an erection for 3 days.
I took the pill.
Where he underwent surgery. There's no update on his condition following the surgery, by the way, but he took a full-on bull Viagra, and there you go.
Isn't Special K, it's a cat tranquilizer used, and that was sort of adopted for human purposes.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and they're still kind of using it, like microdosing it for people who have, depression.
Wow.
Yeah. But a little bit different when you're talking about a bull boner. Yeah. Murder charges. This is our last story. This is talk about a close call. Murder charges were dropped against an Alabama man accused of killing his wife 30 years ago after the couple's friend confessed to the slaying just hours before the trial got underway.
Wow.
Yeah, the stunning announcement came Monday as 55-year-old Carl Harris was set to face trial for the 1990 murder of Tracy Harris, who was found dead in the Choctawhatchee River with signs of strangulation. Police said 54-year-old Jeff Beasley, a former friend of the couple, admitted to the murder, providing very specific details about the case. Huh. The police department said the suspect gave details about the crime that only the killer would know. Harris was arrested, by the way, in 2016, the guy who they were going to start to put under trial. After authorities reopened the investigation, he denied the charges, saying that they were built on circumstantial evidence and faulty witness testimony. So the charges were dropped on Harris's 55th birthday.
It was a normal day in Choctawhatta.
Wasn't that wild, man?
Normal is a relative term.
This is a made for Dateline, something like this, right?
Yeah, totally.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Police say a pantsless intruder entered a couple's backyard last Wednesday and tried to get inside the home through the doggy door. The Farrells have lived in the neighborhood for 20 years.
They're named the Farrells?
Yeah.
Wow.
They said that they felt safe there until a prowler hopped over their fence and into their backyard.
Hi!
83-year-old Fred Farrell said, "My wife was very shaken up." Farrell said that he was working in his garage when the intruder approached the house where his caregiver and his wife, who has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, were both inside.
This would be Frida Farrell.
He said he dropped his drawers and mooned her and was trying to get her outside.
Oh, my God.
He said the man tried to force his way into their home through the sliding door, and then he tried to get in through the doggy door. Farrell said his wife immediately called 911. Help came quickly. Officers were able to get there very fast. They were there in under 2 minutes. They then tried to contact the individual, but he decided to run. Officers chased the suspect through the neighborhood. When they caught him, they discovered he was a registered sex offender who had been wanted for violating his parole and had cut off his GPS ankle device. Police arrested the suspect, now identified as 48-year-old Leroy Vance. The Farrell said that they were just grateful that he was back where he belongs.
Thank God he was stupid.
Yeah. Vandals in a helicopter dumped a pig into a millionaire's swimming pool in a bizarre video. Clothing brand owner Frederico Alvarez Castillo said that he was working to get to the bottom of who was behind this sick joke after video footage of the extraordinary incident began to circulate. The creature landed with a giant splash in the middle of the couple's swimming pool at their holiday home near the millionaire's playground resort of Punta de Este in Uruguay.
Was it dead or alive?
It was dead, but it was already dead.
Okay.
Footage captured the moment the helicopter hovered in the air before a large object was thrown out. As the animal grew closer to the ground, it appeared to be a pig. It hits the water with a huge splash to send water covering the surrounding decking area.
Did someone order from Grubhub?
Laughter is heard erupting from someone off camera. Frederico vented his rage after furious social media users accused him of being behind the stunt as the video started to go viral. He said, I want to repudiate this act of vandalism, which my family and I were victim of. And to clarify, then when the incident happened, we were inside our house and heard a loud noise in the garden. When we went outside to see what it was, we saw the disgusting action, which caused us a great deal of upset as a very, very sick joke. Now, the animal is thought to have been dead when it was hurled out of the helicopter, although there has been no official confirmation. I just don't know why, A, somebody was filming, and B, there's laughter going on.
Right. And what was the, is it a protest?
Someone had to have been on his property that knew this was going to happen.
Yes, exactly.
So I think he was part of this and did this, but is just pretending now that he didn't. But
I think you might be right.
Who knows? This is pretty wild. I saw the video of this. A 21-year-old Mexican cartel assassin, known for flaunting her curves and dangerous weapons on social media, was gunned down in a shootout with authorities. So she's essentially a hit person.
Yeah, like a femme fatale.
Really hot.
Yes.
Maria Guadalupe Lopez Esquivel, known by her alias as La Katrina, was shot in the neck Friday as Mexico's Army National Guard police raided the safe house where she stayed with several armed members of the murderous Jalisco New Generation cartel.
There are a couple of these type women that are the assassins for cartels. It's pretty wild.
A frightened and disheveled Esquivel collapsed behind a wall and was found with her face and clothes covered in blood. Footage taken during the gun battle showed her struggling to breathe on the ground as a cop attempted to calm her down while she awaited a helicopter flight to the hospital. I saw this footage. It's very disturbing. She's dying.
Yeah.
In it. Esquivel succumbed to her injury several minutes after the helicopter took off. The hit woman, who shared her nickname with the female skeletal figure associated with Mexico's Day of the Dead, was regarded as one of the leading figures in the cartel. She led a team of hitmen that killed more than a dozen state cops during an October 14th ambush. At the time of her death, she was responsible for paying other cartel members and coordinating assassinations, extortions, and kidnappings. She had joined the criminal organization in 2017 after falling in love with another leader, Miguel L. M. 2 Fernandez, who was also arrested during the raid. So,
well, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
It's pretty wild. That stuff really happens. All right, as people were boarding a bus in China, this is terrible. A large sinkhole opened up, causing the bus to nosedive into the deep pit, and tragically, 6 people died and at least 16 others were injured.
Whoa.
This bus just gets swallowed.
An entire bus?
The incident occurred on Monday evening outside of a hospital. Footage showed an explosion inside the sinkhole shortly after the bus and bystanders fell inside.
Jeez.
A number of people gathered to try and rescue the bus passengers, but they were engulfed because the sinkhole kept widening up and people were falling into it. It was 32 feet in diameter.
32 feet. We tend to like to think that the ground we're standing on is stable.
Yeah. All right, and then one more story, and then we will wrap it up. How about this? Scores of people were exposed to jet fuel or fumes Tuesday when a Delta flight was forced to dump fuel over a Los Angeles schoolyard and school buildings during an emergency shortly after departing Los Angeles International Airport.
There's a school down there. Let it go.
At least 20 children were treated for minor injuries after being exposed to the jet fuel, according to the county fire department. The department said that more than 60 people were treated from 7 schools in the area.
Wow.
No one was taken to a hospital. There was no evacuation orders, but the school district confirmed the students and staff were being treated for skin irritation and breathing problems after being exposed to the fuel.
Would that stuff be flammable after that? I assume it would be, right?
Now, the thing about jet fuel is it takes a high amount of heat to ignite it.
To ignite it, okay.
So I've seen videos where they literally take a match with jet fuel, and they drop it in there, and it just goes out.
All right. Well, at least there was that.
Yeah. Delta Flight 89 is on its way, was on its way to Shanghai and experienced an engine issue that required it to return to LAX shortly after takeoff. The plane landed safely after the fuel release, which the airline said was required as part of the procedure. But, yeah, they need to. If they have an
issue, we were able to dump all our fuel on a school.
Yeah. If they have an emergency, they dump the fuel because that will lessen the chance of an explosion if they go down.
But they're supposed to dump it at higher altitudes and not overpopulated areas, and they didn't report that they were going to have to dump the fuel back to LAX. So they could have stayed out, gone higher up, and stayed out over the Pacific Ocean, circled around, and come back. But instead, they decided to go over populated areas. Yeah, and so the airline and the pilot are probably going to be facing lawsuits and are going to get in trouble for it.
This is your captain. I'm going to ask everyone out there to do me a solid. Would you stick with the story I'm about to tell you?
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.